FBI, Jabbar planned to harm family, friends but wanted headlines focused on war between the believers and the disbelievers. By Hannah Knudsen on January 2, 2025. New Orleans terror suspect Shamsuddin Jabbar said he originally planned to target his family and friends instead of strangers but did not because he feared the headlines would not focus on the war between the believers and the disbelievers. FBI Deputy Assistant Director Christopher Raya of the Counterterrorism Division revealed during a press conference Thursday morning. Raya provided a timeline of events that led to the attack, which resulted in 14 innocent victims losing their lives and roughly 35 more injured. He noted that Jabbar joined ISIS before the summer and posted videos to his Facebook account revealing his plans to originally attack family and friends. However, Jabbar decided it would not send the correct message, that this is a war between the believers and disbelievers. There were 5 videos posted on Jabbar's Facebook account, which are time-stamped, beginning at 1:29 a.m. and the last at 3:02 a.m., he said. In the first video, Jabbar explains he originally planned to harm his family and friends, but was concerned the news headlines would not focus on the quote, war between the believers and the disbelievers, end quote. Additionally, he stated he had joined ISIS before this summer. He added, noting that the FBI has obtained 3 phones linked to the suspect as well as 2 laptops. Watch. Those laptops were recovered at the Manifold address, he said, providing more information on Jabbar's past, as he was born in the U.S. and was a U.S. military veteran. We are looking in everything in his life. While we have interviewed many people who know Jabbar, we still need to talk to others. Whether you know Jabbar, personally worked with him, served in the military, or saw him in New Orleans or Texas, we need to talk to you, Raya said. You may not think you have relevant information, but what you know could tie into one of our investigative leads. He continued, noting that they particularly want to speak to anyone who was in the French Quarter on New Year's Eve or early on New Year's Day.